live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's just gone 2:30, so I'm really pleased to welcome my guest Maria Varello into the studio. Good afternoon, Maria.
Good afternoon, Alex.
It's lovely to speak to you. And you are part of Illuminate, a non-profit organisation specialising in mental health coaching. Could you give us a little bit of a background about Illuminate and what it is and how it comes, you know, how you came to be working with them?
Yeah, sure. Well, I founded it with Sam Greenlee. She's my colleague. And Sam decided to start a charity back in about 11, 12 years ago. So we're both still involved in the charity today. And we've been delivering courses, coaching, workshops, all under the umbrella of mental health. And we've been doing that throughout Cambridgeshire. But of course, with recent changes and COVID-19, we've now moved all our services online.
And so you have just recently collaborated with Errington Legal. Now, did they contact you or did how did the collaboration come about?
A couple of years ago, probably, it feels like years. I don't know. I feel like I've known Eleanor years. It's been about 18 months ago, a couple, or maybe last year, Eleanor from Errington Legal was looking for a speaker at one of her evening talks, and I went along, delivered a talk, and we hit it off. And Eleanor's, I think, very innovative in her approach, and we worked in partnership to deliver some videos and some tips and strategies around mental health during this difficult period, especially for those legal professionals and people, law graduates working in law.
Because I imagine quite a lot of them are in furlough now, and I guess that's, although in some people's eyes, that's good, at least they're being paid. It's still quite an uncertain time, isn't it? And also, what to do with your time if you've been used to working really busily?
Definitely, definitely. I think it's what to do with your time, and also what's going to happen next, so the uncertainty and feeling very insecure. And I know some people, I know there's some been brilliant, I've come across a website that's offering volunteering, people who have skills or want to share are actually volunteering during their furlough time, but it's not for everybody.
Yeah, that's very true. Now, do you think that Errington Legal were kind of quite pioneering in this, or is this happening with more and more companies?
I think they're pretty special and pioneering, and Eleanor took a risk and it's paid off. We work very well together. I do know it's not new. It's been happening on and off for years, I think, but very quietly. And it's only the last couple of years that it's become more and more in the news and seen as a way forward for charities like ourselves.
I think that's true. I think that it has become, luckily, more prevalent in the news, hasn't it? And then, of course, as soon as media pick up on it, then everybody starts talking about it and hopefully reduce the stigma that it's okay to talk about it. And it's also okay at work to bring these things in as like they would do physical well-being.
Well, I hope so. Well, that's the aim, Alex, and that's what we all want. However, I know, well, we know from the research, there are certain sectors that find it still very difficult, and the stigma is still there, and the people we work with on the ground say it's still there, and certain sectors of work are, well, they are challenging it and doing their best. There's still a long way to go.
So as Illuminate, as a charity, you offer, as well as these videos and training and courses, you do offer one-to-one coaching sessions too?
Yes, so the charity part of it, we offer one-to-one coaching, and we do online mini workshops, mini training sessions via Zoom.
Oh, of course, of course.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, so that would be now, obviously, back in when we go into normal times again, you will be going into companies and doing this, I guess.
Into companies, but also we the charity side, we offer it to anybody. So over 18, unemployed or in between jobs or working minimal hours. And the really, I think the brilliant thing about Illuminate is, and what's very special is, we don't ask for a diagnosis or a medical history. And that's something that was important to both Sam and myself very early on, and we're still holding out on that.
That's really nice, because actually that's sometimes half the battle, isn't it? You don't want to go and talk to anyone about that, or getting a diagnosis can be tricky.
And also, you
go on the waiting list for ages.
Exactly, Alex. And also, I think more importantly, we all have mental health. So it's a bit like being on a spectrum. So today, you and myself have good mental health and we're talking, but who knows what will happen over the next couple of months or years. So it's about reaching people where they're at. So as long as if they're feeling this anxiety, depression, which is very, very common, we'll work with you. Right the way through to people who are recovering addicts, survivors of domestic violence or personality disorders, we'll work with you. We don't have strict thresholds. The only thing that limits us is our capacity, and we are small. And that's where working with Errington Legal or other companies is really helpful.
Yeah, I imagine. And that's great. I think that's a great thing for everyone to know. So how do people get in touch if they want? I also noticed that you do talks. So you could even go into you could give talks for other companies as a general thing. And then that might trigger some future work or whatever.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we'd love to do. And before COVID-19, that was what we were doing. And it was giving talks. It was lunch and learns, workshops, raising awareness around mental health, generally, and subtly challenging that stigma. The more we talk about it, the better. And of course, now with COVID-19, we're doing it all online. But yes, our aim is to get back out there visiting.
So if people want to get in touch with you and Illuminate, how do they go about that? What's your website or any other contact details that would be good for people?
They can Google us, just put in Illuminate Charity. Cambridge we're based in, but that remit's changing obviously now. So email is info@illuminatecharity.org.uk.
Oh, that's lovely and clear. And are you doing anything else this week for Mental Health Awareness Week, or just trying to spread the word?
We have we've got sessions running online. We have a guest coach coming in, Vicky Prattley, who's doing a session on goal setting. And we're not talking big, huge goals. We're talking just small goals. For example, getting through the day, a project a day, that sort of thing. Tapping into what motivates you. She's doing a session on Wednesday. We have a Wellbeing Wednesday that's run by Anna Gilchrist. She'll be doing a session. I've delivered something on strengths, and Sam's delivered something on managing concerns and worries. So we have a really good mix for this week, for Mental Health Week.
That sounds brilliant. So if people go online to your website, they'll be able to find ways of getting onto any of those, will they?
I'm afraid not, Alex. We filled up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sadly, it's down to capacity again. We fill up really, really quickly. However, if people get in touch, we promise we'll put you on our mailing list, and we're managing that mailing list.
And so I imagine you're delivering those on an ongoing basis anyway.
Just highlighting
for this week. Oh, that's been lovely to speak to you, Maria. Thank you very much.
And
it's
you.
Really interesting. Thank you very much, and good luck with it all.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Cambridge 105.